Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Ah, Nick Saban. That's the wave of the world now. Everybody's buying it. Everybody's buying people. All right, Alabama, appreciate you guys, man, for stopping in, fellas.
Alabama's not buying players.
No, Alabama's not buying players at all. They told me he bought all the players. They said he bought every player for the last 20 years.
Ah, wow.
What? See? That's what I'm saying. It's about winning. It ain't about all that other stuff.
Ooh.
He said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying to win, man. My Alabamians, out of here, man. Hey, good to meet you guys, man. Dang. Starting to show off. This is what Todd Stove says, to kind of go with something like that. You need a mix, right? You need some 4 and 5 stars, but you need the 2 and 3 stars, especially Nebraska guys, for culture. But where would the 94-95 Huskers be without LP? High star guy, not a Nebraska guy, but we needed him. Was LP a high star guy? I don't think LP was a high star guy coming out. I think he could have went to a lot of different schools, but he wasn't necessarily a high star guy. Now, was he a gem? Was he a barn find? Absolutely. But a 5-star? No. They didn't have a 4 or 5-star, I don't believe, on Lawrence Phillips. Now, we could probably go and do some investigation and find out. And where would we be without LP? I mean, I think 95 would be fine without LP. We showed that. But 94, that's a different story. 93, completely different story. So – go ahead.
Let's translate to like this year now. So not comparing anybody on the roster to LP, but who on this year's roster, specifically offense, is going to need to play as big of a role as LP did, or be the LP of this season's
Yant,
team? Is it Yant
and Grant? Yant, yes, got to be
not
Yant
not
and
Casey
Grant.
Thompson.
Casey Thompson has to be a great manager of the game. He has to manage the game, and then Casey Thompson's got 2 years, right?
Yes.
He manages the game, figures out his craft, gets super efficient at what he does, okay? And by the end of the season, I would love for Casey Thompson to start to really blossom and become the guy we know you need him to become.
Okay.
But I think in the beginning, it's not Casey Thompson trying to do too much, trying to fit balls into spaces that he shouldn't be, trying to take off and run when he should throw it away or get down. It's going to be Casey Thompson taking the 5-yard out, taking the hitch, taking the slant, taking the swing pass when he could throw the ball downfield in double coverage. Yeah, your receiver might make a play, but you can pick up 20 yards by throwing the swing pass. Making sure we take care of the ball, being the leader, making sure that the offensive lineman knows that he is the guy. He's the guy. He's commanding these guys to do what he wants them to do. And so he's got to be I want him just to manage the game, not try to do too much, you know, not try to be someone that we can't, you know. And I'm just, you know. I'm I'm over here listening to the conversation.
I'll say who's distracting you, Rashawn?
Hey, I'm listening to two cops. What's your name?
Chris.
I'm over here, Chris still talking about DP and him talking about the, you know, that the shooting that, yeah, that happened and you know, and it is, you know what I mean, definitely a quick moment of silence for those people that lost lives and lost kids in that situation, which should never, you know, drop your kid off at school and then get a phone call like that. So yeah, I can't even imagine that level, but we're going to keep it on a positive note, and you know, my heart goes out to them, and prayers up, and I hope that the families of what happened, I hope that they heal from that. So, and I hope that we can learn from that to do love each other. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because something drove that man to go into a school. I mean, he could have went to war. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to shoot people so bad, you go to war. You say you want to go somewhere and do that type of stuff, but to walk into a school with vulnerable little people, vulnerable little people. I mean, that to me is you. Anyway, time. Let's just get to it. This is going to be a lesson today, Nick.
All right.
This is Coach Jackson. Look, I got my notes. See my notes?
Wow, look at all that. Look at that. Look at that handwriting.
Time. Because I think a lot of times we forget how important time is. It's two things you can't get back in life for sure. Time and your life when you lose it. You can't get it back. The time that we're going to spend today, Nick, we'll never get this time back on a Wednesday at Wingstop.
May 25th, 2022.
Won't get it back.
It's only one of them.
So I had to look up something out here, and I said, you know what? Let me educate today. Time. It's a noun. This is the noun time. The indefinite continued progress of existence in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. A point of time as measured in hours and minutes past midnight or noon. Time is allotted, available, and used. Now, what you do with that time is important. So we're talking in sports. Because now this time from, what'd you say, May 25th?
Yes.
To August 25th, June, July, August. That's 3 months to get yourself and to use your time wisely, because we know you can't get it back. Here's the verb of time: plan, schedule, arrange, should happen, be done. Synonym: schedule, set up, arrange, organize, fix up, fix a time for, book, line up, slot in, prearrange, timetable, bill, program, plan, slate, based on a student athlete's abilities. Now, I'm going to go back to that, okay? When you're using your time as a coach, because all you have is the time, and we know that the NCAA dictates a lot of the time that the coaches have with the players, right? Mm-hmm. So if you know what time means, for a coach, you have to make sure that you arrange, fix up, fix a time for, book, line up, slide in, prearrange, timetable, build program, plan a slate for athletes that you're coaching. From a time perspective, because we will never get the time back. We wish we could go back in time and play those games again that we only lost by one score. Unfortunately, you can't. But what you can do is learn the pros and cons from that time to take it into the next time that you have to play the game. It's a process, activity. What type of worker are you? Nick, if I asked you, what type of worker are you, what would you say?
Instantly, I would just say I believe I'm a hard worker.
And
I believe that I have stuff that backs that up, but
Yeah. So the hard worker part, right, would make you do what? Let's just talk in radio, in media, and what we do. When you say you work hard, that would make you do what extra in media that you normally preparation would do or don't have to.
Okay, so preparation's big. I mean, preparation, but that's like a 24/7 thing. Whether that's knowing history, looking up statistics, just learning more about every sport, like getting a wide range of knowledge, not just knowing the most about baseball, but then not knowing anything about football and basketball and hockey and things like that. So it's like having a wide range of knowledge is a big one. Preparation. Once again, it goes back to the same thing. If you want to correlate it with student athletes, what are you doing when your people aren't watching? When you're not on the air, what are you doing?
It's called character.
Yeah.
You know, are you just a guy that's going to do enough to get by, or are you going to do? You're going to be a guy that's going to motivate the entire team to do more. You know, that the motivation that we have, that we've been given, the time that we've been given. So those young men, those student athletes that's playing for the university, all made a commitment to give their time to the University of Nebraska. They said, I want the scholarship. Because I looked this up. I'm super Chris. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Yep. So let's just go right from time to commitment, because I'm talking about the student athlete, okay? What does the student athlete have to give up? Number one, time.
Yeah.
Number one, time. What you do with that time, completely on you. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Well, hard work would tell me that we need to be working out 2 and 3 times a day. Hard work would tell me when I look at, if I look at the body composites, and they don't look the part of a football player, then I need to get my body that looks like a football player. So when somebody looks at me, they'd be like, he definitely plays football. Not, we don't know. He could, but he's a little chubby around the waist. And, you know, I mean, you have to be committed to the process of that. Now, what is commitment? The state or quality of being dedicated to a case or activity. Here's some of the things, the synonyms. You know what the synonyms are. We learned that a long time ago. The same. Dedication. This is commitment. Dedication, devotion, loyalty, faithfulness, bond, attentiveness. B, a pledge or undertaking. A vow, a promise, a pledge, an oath, a covenant, a contract, a pact, a deal, an undertaking, a decision, a resolution, a resolve, a guarantee, an assurance, an affirmation. Hold up. See, when we're recruiting now, we need to be hitting these kids with these big words. Mm. Are you committed to the University of Nebraska? And after they said, because most guys are going to say what?
Yeah, coach, I got you. Yeah.
Sure. So now my next question would be, well, what does commitment mean to you? And if the first kid that opens up his phone, because we know the phone's is the matrix,
yeah,
he opens up the matrix and looks up the definition, I'm signing him. Because I know now, not only does he might tell me what he feels like commitment is, but according to the definition of the book of what commitment is, it means a whole bunch more. Hey, get down here to Wingstop, man. I'm still giving away all types of different gift cards, talking to all types of different people. You never know. You may just show up. Hey, Wingstop. Right now, I'm on 20th and Superior. You can go to 50th and O, or you can go to 29th and Pine Lake Road if you want to. Rico, holla at your boy, dog. We'll be right back.